You were created, one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Hi, I'm Damon and want to welcome you to another exciting show. Today might be one of the most exciting programs that you've ever been part of, because I have not just a friend, but a very special guest that is here to change your life. His name is Dean Graziosi. He is a multiple New York Times best-selling author, and you might recognize him. He's been on television for years helping people, ordinary people, just like you and I, do incredible things, reach higher than they've ever been before, see farther than they can see. And today, specifically, we're talking about how to make money. That's right, how to create wealth. And Dean's going to be sharing with us two incredible books. The first book is Totally Fulfilled, where you're going to understand how important your core is, the thing inside of you that if we can get in the proper working order, proper alignment, everything in your world will change. The second book is 30 Days to Real Estate Cash. Now, if you don't know anything about real estate, if you've ever wondered anything about real estate, if you've thought, how can I make money in real estate, you're going to discover it here, and more importantly, how others all across this nation are making money in real estate at a time that people say, you can't make money in real estate. In fact, this is the worst investment in the world. It's not. You're going to discover why today. But you know what? It's not about the New York Times best-selling mark. It's not about how someone else created wealth and changed their world. It's about you today. Today is about you discovering the steps, the secrets, the strategy on how you can go from the ordinary life to the extraordinary life that God promised you. And you're going to discover it on today's show. Dean, welcome.
It's good to be here, man. That sounded like you were talking about somebody else. That was really good.
Well, you know, it is good because I've known you a long time.
I know. It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you. And I have seen you go from what I just described to people watching, ordinary to extraordinary. I have seen a guy who probably didn't start with all of the advantages in life. Mm-hmm. It wasn't handed to you. You built something amazing from absolutely nothing. Tell the viewers who you are, where you started, and let's get into how you got to where you are today.
Life, we say, you know, started from nothing, and that's a great story for a TV show, but it is true. My mm-hmm. parents divorced when I was three, didn't have money. I lived in a trailer park, and I watched my mom struggle growing up, and I hated it. Parents married a lot each, and I kind of felt out of control as a kid. So I was just lucky enough to put my passion of wanting to change my mom's life and being more in control. I was lucky enough to see other people in real estate when I was a kid. And I was like, wow, that's the people in my little town that have wealth or wow. real estate.
Yeah.
And a really great lesson was that I was in my teens and I was too naive. The world hadn't told me no enough yet. And I was naive to believe I could do it. Right? So as we get older, the no's start building up. We start believing what we hear. We start standing in line like everybody else does. We believe if we go to school and get good grades and get that job, that'll bring us to fulfillment
right.
and this place in our life when we're older when we'll be okay. And a lot of people watching aren't okay. And right. even if they're okay financially, they're not okay in their heart.
Not at all. There's people here that have been beaten down. They've lost, many people lost so much. And they lack the confidence or belief system
yeah.
that they can rebound, that they can get ahead in life.
Yeah, confidence only comes from something first, and that's courage. You need the courage to take a step that's different in your life.
That's good.
And courage can only happen when you change the stories. The stories we tell ourselves,
yeah.
the stories we listen from other people will allow us to have the courage to take action, And if we don't have that, we'll never know what it's like to be confident in something new.
That's good.
So I was lucky enough to be courageous and naive, and I jumped into real estate and I knocked on 100 doors and I tried and I got more no's than anybody could ever imagine. I failed more than anybody ever imagined. And then finally I got a couple of yeses. I knocked on 1 million doors, got some real estate, got one deal, then two deals, then five deals, and I got this momentum. And I went from this broke kid that my family thought I was nuts, didn't know where I came from, told me I was a dreamer, to stop dreaming and get real. I went from the dreamer to a millionaire in my mid-20s.
Wow.
And it changed everything. And then I got a passion to just share it with other people.
Wow.
And so I ended up, you know, writing books and going on TV and sharing my books. Wow. And I feel blessed. I've sold millions of books, New York wow. Times bestseller. But even more than that, right, that's the measuring stick.
But
my measuring stick really is that I know I've touched more people's lives
sure.
and changed more people's lives
sure.
than anyone's ever done in my space.
Well, that's what this is all about. I mean,
yeah.
this program is about that. It's not just about hearing great stories. It's how can your story help people watching do what you did? So I just have to ask you,
yeah.
right out of the gate, did you have any formal education in real estate?
No, I never went past high school. And I didn't have a mentor help me in real estate. I had to learn through trial and error, which is the hardest way to learn.
But it's the greatest way to learn.
Yeah.
You had no formal education.
Right.
You didn't have the rule book.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually have a book here to teach
yeah.
people how to do what
right.
you describe. You had no rule book. You just had a passion to what? Be better in life?
Let me just tell you why. Because I was in special reading all through school.
Mm.
I couldn't read. I had dyslexia. Wasn't mm-hmm. diagnosed till later on. And
wow.
I think people think dyslexia is just when you reverse the letters. And it's just, I still have a really difficult time reading.
Wow.
I remember Mrs. Thompson, 7th grade, always told me, just sound it out, Dean. Are you stupid? Like, Mrs. Thompson was tough and made me feel inferior and kind of stripped my confidence. And so many people in life watching, their confidence was stripped by something.
Sure.
Bad relationship, bad job, bad boss,
sure.
money problems.
Sure.
And you don't realize that confidence is the key to everything. Mm. I didn't go past high school, barely got out of high school, but I'm a multiple New York Times bestseller. But if I would have listened to my teachers to work on my weaknesses, I never would have done that. What I realized my strength was is that I wasn't afraid to fail, and I had a burning desire for more out of life. Those two things alone allowed me to be sitting here with you, be able to brag about all the things I've done, touch millions of people's lives, desire and not being afraid to fail. When I first wrote this, I wrote this book first. I wrote Totally Fulfills, my first mm-hmm. New York Times
mm-hmm.
bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote that book, it's because I realized that if I teach you, if I teach your viewers, if I teach America, the greatest way, the best secret to invest in real estate, if I teach you how to sell $5 bills for a dollar.
Right.
If you don't have what's right in here,
right.
nothing matters. If you're
right.
telling yourself a story because your parents went through the Depression and you think you got to stand in line and work on your weaknesses and do what everybody else says, it doesn't matter what you put in front of somebody, right?
Right?
If you tell a story that my husband left me and I'm beat down and I can't make it without him, then that's the story you're going to live by, or vice versa, a husband broken or a family that's just stuck in debt because of doctor bills. If you start living that, that becomes who you are.
And there's a lot of people watching that, you know, we can teach people how to make money. You can teach them how to fish.
Right.
But there's a lot of people here that have been there. They've had the marriage. They've had the job. They've had the house. They've been at a place in life. But for whatever reason, to your point earlier, they've lost it.
Yeah.
We want to teach people how to not just make the money, but how to keep it. We want to teach people on the inside
yeah.
how to get the core working
exactly.
right.
And so
that's
now you
what
see,
this book
you see
is
why
about.
I wrote this book, because right. I said, listen, if knowledge and wisdom alone made people successful,
mm-hmm.
we'd have an epidemic of rich librarians. They have access to all the knowledge in the world,
true.
Right or wrong, right?
Absolutely.
And I don't mean to make it simple, but
that's true.
But wisdom is in front of us so many times,
mm-hmm.
and if your core isn't right, you
mm-hmm.
just let it pass by.
Right.
So that's why I got obsessed and wrote this book literally first. These are these limiting beliefs and stories we grew up telling ourselves.
Sure.
We feel like life happens to us, right?
Right.
But what if life happens for us?
Mm.
What if, because I couldn't read in school, I know how to communicate in a way where people get it?
Right.
I'm not overeducated where I talk over people's heads. I want to make it so low the goats can eat it, that anybody watching can say, wow, I could do that. And I'm a really simple thinker, so I like making steps, not this overwhelming invest in real estate. It's like, no, here's step one today. It's what
That's
you
good.
Need to do today,
That's
right?
Good.
So I write the book, became a New York Times bestseller in 7 days.
Wow. Why?
And
is it because beyond the truth that is found in this book, how to get your core in alignment,
yep.
is it because it's written in such a way
it's
that
just raw.
Anybody can understand it?
Anybody can understand it.
And because, apply it?
Because the problem is, we all get stuck in our own lives. It doesn't matter if you have money or broke. We all have our own issues. We've been brought up, doesn't matter if you're 70 or you're 30, we've been brought up on negative news in our lives. right? You can't turn on a channel and find
something. See anything.
When's the last time you turned on the news, watched it, and got done, and went, man, I feel so good. I feel inspired.
You don't.
Negativity is a part of what we see every day. Mm-hmm. And without realizing it, even you know, the most faith-based person is sucked in every single day by negativity.
Sure, sure.
And what it does, to me, this is my visual, kind of pushes us in line to stand in line and do what everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Right? When we know in our heart and soul there's more for us.
Right.
I mean, how many of you watching right now have said to yourself or said to a friend, is this as good as life gets? Mm-hmm. I guess I should be happy. No, what I want to see people, what I want this to do is kick people and say, don't be satisfied. There's so much more. That feeling you had when you were young that you could accomplish anything is still there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're 90 or 19, it's there. And what I wanted people to see in this book is at the core of us, all this negative news, negative people, the things around us that
and
go wrong.
The limiting thoughts.
Right, so all of a sudden, it builds stories. Mm. And it builds stories that say, maybe I'm not smart enough.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe my area is moving too fast. Maybe I live in too rural of an area. Maybe it's too big of a city. I'm making money
excuses.
In real estate.
Are these excuses?
Yeah, but we don't know their excuses, right? The biggest thing that I think about is people come up with, you need money to make money.
Right.
So you get these beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. So then when you try to step out of the norm, step outside the box, a lot of times you have people in your life that feel like they're protecting you. Don't be a dreamer, Damon. Mm-hmm. Damon, don't try something new. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to follow in line because they think they're protecting you from your dreams. Like it's really, it's such a self-fulfilling story that you end up where you don't want to be because you're telling those stories that you don't want to go, right?
That this,
and I don't know if that made sense, but I heard this years ago that when NASCAR drivers get in a race or get in a spin, so many of them will stare at the wall because they don't want to hit it. You could die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you stare at the wall, that's when they run right into it. So they teach NASCAR drivers, if you get in a spin, doesn't matter if you're an inch away from the wall, find a clearing, focus on it, and just drive to it.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
But so many of us are staring at what we don't want. That's the life we build.
And I would say that a lot of people right now are staring at that lost job. They're staring at the marriage that fell apart. They're staring at that empty bank account.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you're not supposed to look at that.
You can't.
Let's talk about how to reawaken your dreams. Let's talk about how to...
So think about that in your own life. Something goes wrong in your own life that's this big. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when you stare at it, what does it do?
It gets bigger.
Grows.
Yeah.
And you go, well, if that happens, then what if my job failed?
Sure.
And then I couldn't pay for my son's college.
Fear sets
in. And then my relationship with my wife, and then I couldn't do this. And then all of a sudden, you're 20 phases away from something that started this big.
Mm.
So what if that same power could be turned to start that seed of the clearing?
Wow.
And you could grow that.
Sure.
As I say that, think about how that feels when you start picturing yourself having a different life, having a different path, having a different plan. Pay attention to all the negativity that's going on in your life, whether it's news or conversations, and just note it. Because once you start noting it, you can't believe how many people in your life that I call them are battery drainers, not battery chargers. When I'm around you, Damon, I haven't been around you in years. I feel charged. Mm-hmm. I know you feel the same way. How many people in your life you're around and you leave, you're like, oh, because they suck the energy out of you.
Sure.
So acknowledge battery drainers, acknowledge negativity. Mm-hmm. But then one step further, take the whole week and acknowledge the negative or stories that you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have made it if. It was better when we had a different president.
Sure.
It was better when our church had that different pastor who inspired me.
Sure.
It was better when the country was different. It was better before technology. It was better. That means you're living in the past. When you say it was better, Damon, you're living in a bigger past mindset. So you're setting yourself up for just a less and less life.
Sure.
That will continue to fulfill itself if you think that way, compared to having a bigger future mindset.
Sure.
Where you go, you know, my past is research and development. I messed up a lot. Mm. I did things wrong. I made poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not telling myself them horrible stories anymore.
Sure.
I am good enough. I am strong enough. This area is great. If other people made it without money, I can make it without money,
wow.
right? You know, and again, I'm getting back to that story, courage, confidence, results, right? You're not going to get the courage until you change the story.
So the question is, what story are you focusing on, and how do you develop courage,
right?
Which is to not see your past, but to see your future. And that's what this book really describes.
Absolutely. It teaches you how to change your stories.
Change your stories, get your core in order, change your stories, develop the courage, see the future for what God says it is, and walk that out. This is a book I would say that anyone watching should get in their hands. Number one, discover what total fulfillment really is. And I would submit, as you described, it starts right within. Is that right?
Absolutely.
It's getting your core
and it's easier than you think. It's literally those stories. You could take those stories, and I give an exercise in here to take those limiting beliefs and make them limitless beliefs.
Wow.
You could tweak them. And so many people think change takes forever. How many people viewing right now quit smoking or quit drinking? You know how long that took to quit? A second. People think, no, it took me 3 years to quit drinking. No, it took you 3 years to decide to quit. It took 1 second to decide that very moment. That very moment in life, there was more pain in drinking than there was not. Wow. There was more leverage to quit than there was not. You made a decision and you never went back. So when people think, wow, I've been this way for so many years, it's going to take me years to change. No, you could change the very moment you decide. I used to think that I was too small, too broke, not big enough. I used to think that I couldn't make it because I didn't have money. You could decide in a moment that I am empowered. I can do what I want. I am strong. No one can stop me. And I have God on my side. I can make it happen. That very moment you make that decision, it's tomorrow something can be different. I can't stand when I see people and I'll talk to somebody who's been in therapy for 5 years, a half hour a week for 5 years, trying to overcome one thing. Totally immerse yourself, get it going, make the decision and decide tomorrow.
Wow.
And that's what we want to deliver to people.
And you're a living example of just that. I mean, you are walking out. You don't just preach this. You practice
I live it every day.
Let's talk about
Sure.
something that is exciting. Because I'll tell you right now, one thing that every single person watching can relate to is the desire to make more money.
Absolutely.
And I would submit that money is not just what you can buy with it.
No,
money
it's what you do.
Is what you do
for
with
other
it.
People.
It's what you do with it. I mean, my goal is to make the kind of money that I could use it as a tool to change people's lives. You know, and I think that's what God's design is for us. There's a lot of negative publicity about prosperity.
If God gave you the ability to make it, he wants you to make it
because
he knows you do the right,
right.
thing. Take care of your parents, retire them maybe, take
Absolutely.
Care of your kids, help your church, help people in need. Randomly cut checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's my obligation to be wealthy because I know all the people I get to help.
Mm.
So when you switch that in a moment, going from would I be guilty making lots of money compared to I'm obligated because I have this gift to make money so I can help other people, then it changes everything.
Now see, these are the things, Dean, that people want to hear. This is the stuff that they're looking for in their life. And I just want to, we don't have a lot of time,
right.
I just want to get right into what they're going to get from this book. So
okay.
you talk about letting go of your fear. That's a chapter in this book. So many people watching now can't even think about their future because they're riddled with fear
yeah.
about what could happen today, what could happen tomorrow. Maybe the relationship is hanging in the balance. Maybe the job is on the verge of going away. Maybe they can't pay their bills. So I just have to ask you point blank, just tell me, what are they going to get if they say yes to this book? If they pick up the phone and call and get totally fulfilled, what is going to happen?
So many people watching right now gave up and don't realize it. They let go of the wheel.
Mm.
Somebody else is driving their car.
Wow.
Somebody else is driving their life, their
wow.
outside influence, their bills, their spouse possibly, their kids, what they have to do, their boss. And all of a sudden, they just let go of the wheel. They go, I hope I get through another day.
Mm.
So what will this book do is show you how to take the wheel. The reason I took that is not about getting in and doing a 180-degree turn and have to change everything and give up this and change this and practice gratitude and pray more. It's not about that. It's about every day making small little incremental changes that in 6 months you turn around, and if it was weight loss, you'd be at your ideal weight, you'd be
wow.
in fighting shape.
Wow.
And I'm blessed to have countless people all over the world whose lives have been changed.
How many? I'm just let me,
millions.
Let me just
I mean,
ask.
I've touched the lives
I mean,
of millions.
How many people, have really said to you, Dean, I got your book?
Well, I've
applied it.
I've read tens of thousands of posts on my social community, I've shaken hands from my live events with thousands of people. And all of them say the same thing, that
wow.
you were the first one that gave me a path that I could actually follow.
Wow.
It wasn't talking about what to do, it was exactly how to do.
Wow.
And I think that's my past, the path God gave me, the troubled childhood, the craziness,
sure.
the troubled
sure.
reading. It allowed me to emerge in a way where
sure.
I just teach people simple steps to get to the end result they want.
Wow.
Right? So let me just say, Carol Stenson.
Okay.
Carol's a mother of seven, but she has her two grandchildren that she is raising, the youngest two both handicapped.
Wow.
So this is a woman that during the downturn of the market, downturn of the economy, her husband lost their job. They were losing everything. They were shutting the power off in their house. She was scared to death because in New Jersey, it's a law. If you lose your electric, Child Protective Services come, take
wow.
your kids. So this is a woman. Think about this. Husband lost their job, seven mouths to feed, and facing just all the things that so many people watching might have it bad, but I don't know about that bad. She had $20 left in her bank account. And she sees my show one night, And she has to step out of a comfort zone that she was built on. She told me later on, she became a really good friend, that she was brought up with a really poverty mindset, that only the rich get richer. The man will keep you down. That people with money are rude. They don't care about anybody. Mm. This is the things that were pounded into this lady her whole entire life.
A path
and
was
in a
cut.
In a moment, she stepped out of the box. She said, and I believe everything, because she even documented her bank account, she bought my book and told her husband they were going to change her life. And her husband almost split over that $25 because that's literally all they had in their account. She said her kids ate peanut butter and jelly for 2 weeks while she got enough money to go buy groceries again.
Wow.
When she first got the book, she said everything in it was exact opposite of what she was brought up on. But she said she just made that decision to try it blindly.
Wow.
And so 90 days, she's hitting the pavement, putting all these paces in place. 97 days in, I think, because we have this all documented, she did her first deal, made $5,000. Matched a buyer and a seller.
She went from no money, foreclosure, couldn't even find $20, but found it, leap of faith, buys books, and makes $5,000.
Yeah, matching a buyer and a seller.
Wow.
Everybody that told her were crazy, all her friends that told her she got ripped off by buying a book, stop being a dreamer, we're broke, the man doesn't care, those principles don't work, real estate's for wealthy people on Wall Street.
Wow.
She said she used to picture real estate investors with a big Rolex watch, sitting back smoking a cigar, and all of a sudden, and she's doing it from home because she has all these kids to take care of.
What you just described is a lady who refused to accept how bad her situation was, took a leap of faith, and decided that I'm going to just follow the steps that someone else used to be successful. Isn't it that simple?
It really is. I have goosebumps talking about it now, and I'm talking about one story. And yes, she could be this miracle one story that worked hard, but I've been blessed to see countless story after story after story every day of my life as students have changed what they do because they started what they think. You know, I truly know, you know, this book here is an amazing book on how to invest in real estate and do it with no money and close your deal just like Carol did in 30 days. And what if it took you 90? But I know if you wake up with the wrong thoughts, you'll never have the courage to even get this book today.
Right.
You won't have the courage to open the first page. You won't have the courage to believe what's in here. But let me just tell you, when you have the courage to say, let me just try this. Let me see if what if I could take the wheel and just turn it a little bit. Totally Fulfilled is a book that I've been blessed to touch and change the lives of so many people. And I believe it could do the exact same for you. Give you a different perspective. Teach you how to change the wheel a little bit. And teach you how to get your life on track. Listen, I know so many of you, you're not looking for the house on the hill and the fancy gold and all that. You just want to feel that security that you know your life is great and your life is based on confidence and you have the money in the bank to change your life, can allow you to get to who you're supposed to be, who God wanted you to be. And then you can help the people that deserve to be helped in your life or even those that don't deserve it. So what I'd ask today is if, you know, you have the opportunity right now, pick up the phone. I'm sure you're going to share this at the end, but you need to get this book in your hands. And let me just show you the small incremental steps you can make to impact your life the way it deserves to be impacted.
Wow. My announcer is going to come right now and tell you how you can take advantage of this amazing first step in the direction that you need to go. And Dean, I just want to thank you for being on
David.
The program. We have a very special offer for you on both books that you only find here on this show. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you again next week.
The reality is, most of us go through life beaten down, depressed, and lacking. But instead of living the abundant life, instead of feeling and living a fulfilled life, we live each day struggling just to get by. Today, you have the opportunity to discover biblical secrets and strategy revealed in Dean Graziosi's nationwide best-selling book, Totally Fulfilled, which will show you the steps to go from the ordinary life to the extraordinary life. In this insightful, easy-to-read roadmap to prosperity, freedom, and greater happiness in your life, you will experience powerful and easy-to-understand steps you can take right now to feel better, jumpstart your health, repair broken relationships, skyrocket your dreams by learning how to repair your core, build barriers to guard your potential from the enemy's attacks, and get on the track to living the best days of your life. Also, as part of today's exclusive television offer, Damon wants to give you another book, Dean's best-selling 30 Days to Real Estate Cash. Imagine, instead of living in bondage to debt, instead of being in bondage to money issues, you had the secret to financial prosperity. One idea, one solution like this today can help you get out of debt, live financially free, and do things with this money to help drive God's love into a hurting world. This book will show you, step by step, how real estate can become the blueprint to give you the financial prosperity to do the things God wants you to do today. These two power-packed books are available in this incredible bundle exclusively on this program and can be yours for your love gift of only $79. But that's not all. Damon is creating a one-on-one connection for you with Dean, where you can experience a four-week masterclass in real estate for free. No need to attend a seminar, no need to leave the comfort of your home, and no educational level or experience in real estate is required. You can experience this online masterclass, a value of well over $400, absolutely free as part of this offer. Learn what the experts know and get your hands on insights and strategies you'll need to get to your next level. Join the hundreds who are already living their life's dreams, leaving their dead-end jobs, and experiencing true financial freedom in a multi-billion dollar field. With your gift today, you'll become centered, repair the core of who you are, tap into the rich destiny God has in store for you. It's time to create a solid plan to get ahead that will truly change your life forever. Over $500 in value, now at a savings you simply cannot ignore. Damon is so eager and excited to see these life-changing resources enrich you that he's offering you something that you won't find anywhere else. Call now during this show, and Damon is going to break the $79 up into two payments. That's right. All you pay today is $39.50. But wait, Damon is making you a risk-free guarantee, his way of saying thank you for taking the step now to move into the direction God wants for you. Damon is so convinced that these resources will work in your life that if you don't see improvement in how you feel, how you think, and more, never make the second payment. This groundbreaking and life-altering information, which can be accessed only through Damon's close friends and personal contacts, is now only a phone call away. Don't delay. Call now while supplies last.
Hey, I want to share with you something that will make a big difference in your life. One thing that made a big difference in mine. Have you ever thought, I wish I could do something in the life of someone else? There's nothing richer, nothing more spectacular than when you are able to see what impact you have made on the life of someone in need. You know, this became very real for me when I boarded a plane and went to a country with a group of people to make a difference in the life of children that were starving, that were dying, that absent our help might not have lived to see another day. Could you imagine what that would be like? Could you imagine not being able to do anything to help yourself? I want to encourage you, if you haven't ever considered becoming a partner, taking a step in the direction to be the difference in the life of one child, you can do that here. What an amazing blessing, what an amazing gift you could be in the life of someone else in need. So please, consider how you can become part of what One-on-One is doing by going to the website and discovering all that we're doing across the world to make a difference in the life of one child, one day, one mission at a time.
Your small pledge of just $12 a month ensures we can reach these children who, without our help, may not live to see another day. Your $12 monthly gift will save a life, sustain a life, and transform a life today. Be the difference in the life of a child today, and your life will never be the same.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.